The Food and Drug Administration has decided to change several rules governing the use of rendered cattle parts. The new rules are aimed at preventing mad cow disease from taking hold in American herds and protecting human health. NPR's Christopher Joyce has more on the story.
The Food and Drug Administration has been weighing new rules on the use of rendered cattle parts for years now. The recent case of mad cow disease in Washington State appears to have pushed the agency into action on two fronts. For humans, the FDA will no longer permit rendered parts from disabled cows or cows that die on the farm to go into dietary supplements or cosmetics. The agency will also extend this ban to certain types of cow tissue from apparently healthy animals, tissue that could potentially carry the mad cow disease agent. Another change will end the use of plate waste from restaurants from being processed into cattle feed. This practice raises the chance that cattle parts could get back to cattle. That's the route the mad cow disease agent takes. Another potential route is chicken feed. Rendered cattle tissue is regularly added to chicken feed. Sometimes farmers feed chicken litter, which contains uneaten feed, back to cattle. That practice will now be banned. Food safety advocates had argued that cattle parts should simply be banned outright from chicken feed to avoid possible mix-ups at the farm. The FDA declined to make that change. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.